Hey, Kyle, you're coming back after your first at bat. The place is going crazy, and Chris Bryant hits one into the night. I mean, that had to be a pretty nice moment.
Oh, yeah, that was great. You know, I don't know why these fans don't like me over here. No, I'm kidding. But you know, for Chris to do that, man, that was a beautiful swing. I went back and watched that. I was like, wow, that's the prettiest swing I've seen all year. And, you know, he got every bit of it. And, you know, the kid's a star. You know, you don't run into a kid like that very often, you know, on the baseball field and off the baseball field.
Do you guys talk hitting at all?
No, we don't really like to talk to any. You know, he does his own thing. I do my own thing. We're not all the same. But, you know, we'll ask him, you know, what the pitchers do, things like that. But not really hitting mechanics. He's got a different swing than me.
Right. And so for you, are you feeling like this is mid-season for you? I mean, where's the comfortability level? I mean, I would think that you can't be there.
I feel like I'm at game seven of the first week of the season. You know, my body feels good. I can't imagine how these guys feel right now, but I feel good.
So I guess from now, leaving the clubhouse, to tomorrow, what does Kyle Schwarber do to stay in your zone and just be ready to go?
I'm going to go to sleep, and then I'll wake up, and I'll come right here.
Do you do extra hitting on a day like that, or is it just a normal day?
That's a normal day. You know, I'm not a big fan of staying around the hotel. You know, I get bored. I drive myself crazy, so I got to come here, and I got to do something. At least I feel like I'm at the baseball field, and I'm doing something productive.
And let's just talk for 1 second, Kyle Hendricks, tomorrow. I'm sure everybody in here is super confident in, I don't know, Mr. Reliable, whatever you would call him, but just a guy that can nothing seems to faze Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah, you're not going to see a lot of emotion out of him tomorrow. It's going to be a big stage, and the guy's going to be, you know, logged doing the same skit. It's great. You know, we got the ERA leader going out there tomorrow. That's the guy who we want out there. And he doesn't let any situation faze him, which is awesome. And, you know, we got another good pitcher going on the other side, so it's going to be a really good battle.
Have fun tomorrow.
Thank you.
Game 7, Javi Baez. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity, tremendous moment. I guess on some level it's just super exciting, the opportunity, right?
Yeah, obviously, you know, really excited to be here, to be in this team. You know, being this young and being in this position is a great feeling. You know, this is what we dream for. This is what we play baseball for, to be in this spot and to win. Obviously, that's our goal, to win tomorrow and bring that W and that ring that all Chicago has been waiting for a long time.
Baseball's the up and down. You're the co-MVP of the NLCS, and then World Series, you have struggles, and now, you know, it looks like you're getting more comfortable right now, and maybe it's slowing down for you. Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't give up. I don't give up on trying. I've done it before, and you know, when you try, you get good results. You know, I'm struggling hitting right now, but my defense is been really good for me, and I've been helping the team a lot.
And one swing tomorrow could be a huge difference, or a couple swings.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't just count me. We got a great lineup, and I think anybody can do what I can do in the lineup. They can switch. They can change the game my way with one swing. So.
And how do you go from like right now to just until you play tomorrow night? How do you keep yourself just calm and ready to go?
Oh well, just going out. I mean, I'm going out with my family, eat dinner, and you know, get my rest for tomorrow.
And Kyle Hendricks on the mound tomorrow?
Yeah. Obviously, he's been having a great year. Really excited for him, and obviously we got his back to win that game tomorrow.
Happy, good luck.
Thank you.
Wilson, how do you keep yourself in the moment tomorrow and just enjoy playing in the biggest game of your career, right?
Tomorrow's going to be the biggest game for everyone in this room, and I'm really proud of myself, really proud of my teammates for never give up. And we just came back for 3-1 to 3-3. Now we have like a lot of positive things going on tomorrow, and I can't wait to start.
Do you feel like you guys have momentum? Do you believe in that? How do you look at the whole, well, now we've won two in a row, one more?
We still believe in it, man. If we won like two games in a row, like you said, to tie the game, we're gonna do our best tomorrow to win the game 7 in the World Series. And I hope we can do the little things. I mean, tomorrow's do or die.
So when you're running out to the mound tomorrow, perhaps talking to Kyle Hendricks and trying to settle him down. I mean, that's a huge responsibility. How do you manage? When do you go out? When do you talk? How do you, you know, stay in the moment with that?
It just depends on the situation of the game. I can see the pitcher, I can see their body language, how they're doing, and I'm just gonna do what we did today. Just talk to him, like keep it simple, just attack the zone. Don't try to be too perfect with the pitches. That's what Jake Carrieta did today. I mean, he was amazing.
Is the game slowing down for you maybe just a little bit here in the World Series now, seven games in?
Especially today, was really calm to me because I prepared myself before the game and I was so focused on Arrieta. I don't even think about my offense. I just want to be the best behind the plate for my pitches, and then if I can hit a homer, it's going to be plus. But right now, all my focus is on my pitchers.
And lastly, I guess just one at the plate with Kluber. How do you – you've seen him now a couple of times. Does that help you at all?
I'm not going to say anything about Kluber. He's a really nice pitcher. That's all I can say.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.